Lawmakers in the Utah Senate advanced a bill that would remove a requirement for political diversity from some state boards and commissions. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Over the last several weeks, lawmakers have debated HB 11 in committees and passed it in the House. The current bill would drop requirements that say a certain number of Democrats and Republicans must be appointed to several state boards and commissions. On Wednesday, those arguments continued in the Senate. Democratic Salt Lake Senator Jim DeBacchus told his colleagues that the bill would silence minority voices on local issues.
It sends a very bad message to our state and to the acceptance of a lot of people that don't feel sometimes as if this body or this legislature is representative of their point of view.
Republican Senator Jacob Andrig argued that the bigger problem with the current political diversity requirement is that boards and commissions wind up not being filled because of a lack of applicants.
It's not about taking away the diversity of these commissions. It's about making sure that we have them properly staffed.
Senator Brian Shiazawa was one of two Republicans who voted against the bill. He says certain checks and balances are at stake.
And these are appointed boards, not elected. So in other words, if I were governor and I wanted to just load up a board to make sure I got some agenda done, potentially you could do it. And so there is that danger, and I see that.
Senators advanced HB 11 on a vote of 21-7, with Shiazawa and Ann Milner joining Democratic opposition. They'll vote on the measure one more time before sending it to the governor. Eric Newman, KUER News.